Hey guys, what's up? It's me. I'm back. William the Opinion Update.
He made it.
I'm joined as I am every Monday through Friday, even over the holidays, apparently.
Yeah, dude, I was grinding. Positive Chuck Mockler.
And we're Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network.
I was streaming when you were gone. It was a fun time.
Yeah, it seems like you were really having a good time. glad to be back, guys. Big news. Clippers beat the Lakers.
Still, thank God we beat somebody.
Still the best team in LA.
Oh, definitely.
Great performance. Not the best performance in a back-to-back against the Spurs.
No.
But, you know, we got to talk about it anyways.
Yeah, we'll talk
about it. So, happy New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, depending on when you're listening to this, to everybody. I got a heck of a show lined up for you. As I said, we got that recap of the Clippers versus Lakers game, and then another recap of the Clippers versus Spurs, and then it's Monday, which means our weekly segment, The Freshies, where we kind of talk about a little status report of the new guys, and yeah.
Yeah.
All that and more coming up right about now.
Yeah, so you had to actually... So, in case you missed it, I don't know how you would miss it. Clippers beat the Lakers 118-107.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Great.
You actually watched this game in Pennsylvania, which means it started at 10:30.
Yeah, it was wild.
Seems awful.
It does. Well, you know, I never think about the inverse of it, because for me, like, I'll occasionally catch an East Coast game, like,
yeah,
because it's early enough.
For sure.
I can just slack off at work. It is a trip watching a game that gets done at like 1:30 in the morning.
It'd be awful. at least you got to see a good one.
Absolutely, man. Lou Will.
Yeah. Some quick stats for you guys. Lou Will with the season high 36 off the bench and 7 boards, 11 for 11 from the line. Gallo had 19 and 10. No one else really kind of like crushed it off the box score.
No.
It was a very solid effort all the way around. Whole team played pretty well, and then Kuzma led the Lakers with 24.
Yeah,
fantastic game to watch for, like, you know, maybe 30% of it.
Yeah, it definitely got a little bit close.
Well, and the gameplay was just so sloppy in the beginning.
Yeah,
there were 69 total free throws taken this game.
Yeah, that,
like, it was awful all the way around.
Yeah. Yeah, really, really bad. Some quick stats. Really, most everything was fairly close. They did double our amount of second chance points. And then, once again, on the fast break, we didn't get completely obliterated.
That's good.
But they did make a total of 17 fast break points as opposed to our 9, which doesn't surprise me. The Lakers are a pretty solid team in transition.
And Lonzo was playing really well this game. Lonzo had a really good game.
Yeah, he really did. Kuzma also had a great game.
Yeah. We couldn't really stop him at all.
Man. So who do you want to talk about first? You want to talk about Lou Will? You want to talk about your hero, Gortat? Your personal pod favorite?
Well, the biggest story was the 22-0 run, which, like, I mean, that was obviously the game. Like,
yeah, largest
the
game, of...
The year.
Yeah, largest run of the year. I believe it's the biggest Clippers run since, I want to say, like, I want to say it's 09, but I think
that's crazy.
I think that's incorrect. I think it's actually like 2012.
Our bench also had 71 points. Like, that third quarter was great. Everything else was kind of trash to watch.
Those numbers are so skewed, though, because Lou Will had 36 points.
Yeah. So I guess who I want to talk about first is Boban, who got the start.
Yeah, interesting choice.
He shouldn't start. I don't think.
Yeah, I guess I agree with that. I don't know. It's like the thing we talk about on the pod all the time. You kind of throw Boban in, and you know immediately if it's going to work or not. And I think because of that situation, it doesn't necessitate him to start ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, this game, I was like, why is he starting? And the spacing was awful when he was out there.
Totally.
Like, that contributed to the sloppy play.
Yeah, and on paper, I don't really like this matchup that much.
No, it doesn't make any sense. Also, this was a game when Motley was supposedly gonna get playing time.
Yeah.
Which was heartbreaking. Guy didn't even dress.
Oof. You hate to see that.
What is it? Third time called up? But yeah, then they can transition. Gortat had a really good game this game.
Yeah.
Game really flow did. Wise.
Yeah.
Didn't really jump out on the page. He did have 5 assists, which is pretty dope. 4 of them came in 4 minutes, like right when he immediately entered.
Yeah, he led the team in assists. He almost tied the game high in assists with Lonzo Ball had 6.
Oh man, Gortat's a better passer than Lonzo.
Apparently
you heard it here first. But yeah, that was good to see, you know. And then, I mean, against the Spurs, he kind of faded, but I don't know.
We'll touch more on that later.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, like.
Should we talk about Lou?
We got to talk about Lou,
dude. This was like, He just took over the game.
He took over the game. And it was like, it's that classic thing of like, I love to watch it because I love to watch Lou Will play. It does really concern me how much we need to rely on Lou sometimes.
I'd agree with that. Yeah, it's like that thing where it's nice that he can go off whenever he wants,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes when he's going off, it's to save us from blowing a game.
Definitely.
It'd be dope if he was like, this isn't a knock on him at all, but yeah, it'd be nice if like someone else could maybe, when he's on, it's usually, not all the time, but usually it means that no one else is really that on.
Yeah.
And Gallo was, but not like as on, you know.
It wasn't really, I mean, I guess it got a little bit out of hand in the third.
Got really out of hand. There was, 22-0 run. Well, that's when it started.
Yeah. But I never felt like we were digging. We had to dig back too hard to like really get in this game.
Yeah, for sure. We were down at half.
Yeah, we were down at half and like in through, like they led still through like the majority of the third quarter.
And then there was.
But it never felt like, it still felt like close. I think the most they ever led by on that little stretch was like maybe 10 points.
Yeah.
But it never felt like a true 10.
No, we went on a 9-0 run and that's when we went up. And it was 82-80 at the end of the third.
Yeah.
And then we were just like, and then they played so bad in the fourth, which is great. And we played great.
Yeah, and we did play really solid, and we were able to cap this one off. What do you think? Are there any adjustments you see that we need to make already, other than maybe not having Boban get the start the next time that we play the Lakers?
So the lineup during the super big run is kind of a weird one. It's Beverly, Ty Wallace, Lou, Sendarius, and Trez.
Interesting.
Which was, they were out there for a big part of the run, which is like such a weird, that's a lineup that I feel like shouldn't work.
That's a super small lineup. I feel like.
Sendarius was playing good defense. He did get three fouls on him when he was going against Ingram, but his offense looked pretty good. And like Ty Wallace looked solid as always. But yeah, it felt like a game where that was hot. So Doc went with it and we're like, we might not ever use that lineup again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think the adjustment, I don't know, Gallo did great. He was doing his best to kind of keep the team. He was relying on getting to the free throw line, which is something he's been great at.
Weirdly, just touching on the lineup thing,
mm-hmm.
Every player scored with the exception of Mike Scott.
Yeah, man, I'm bummed on Mike Scott.
Yeah.
I'm pretty bummed out by it.
I think he's having a little bit of a slump. I mean, he still does do a lot of other things well. And
yeah.
He still is like, he still does attract like
the spacing. The
and the, yeah, he still does bring spacing. But yeah, a little bit of a slump. Really hope to have something better from him next go round.
What did you think of the Josh Hart ejection?
Oh, man.
So that was a push off by Tobias.
Yeah.
He pushed the hell out of Josh Hart. Like, that's an offensive move that a lot of guys get away with. Like the hesitation, and then you just put your forearm out and like push off the guy.
Uh-huh.
He legit pushed the hell out of Josh Hart.
Yeah.
So I was like, I could see being mad. I can't believe they tossed him.
Yeah.
That was kind of crazy. But I think that like Luke did a good job of like firing up the team after that. Cause then they started to play good and they cut the lead to 10, which is still, you know, not a trivial amount, but not a lot.
Yeah.
Gallo tried the self oop again.
Oh man.
What is he doing with that?
I'm not sure.
I'm worried he's going to get hurt, dude.
It's so funny because I feel like before I left, I was talking about, man, Gallo's like kind of a sweet dunker now.
Dude, he's dunked so much more this year.
Yeah.
I mean, awesome win to get.
Yeah.
Great on the first night of a back-to-back. They were on the second night.
I feel like it was good Clippers basketball. We did the things well.
For
that,
sure.
Like, we got to the line. We shot really well.
Guys were fighting.
The bench played great. We were able to hang in there in the paint, not be
totally
too much of a sieve.
Yeah.
Play downhill, be aggressive. Got to move the ball from side to side.
We really followed the Magetti gospel on this one. I guess kind of the negatives were just like, Shea didn't play crazy good.
Yeah,
he's been kind of in a weird up and down funk lately, I'd say.
Yeah. I mean, last truly exceptional game was probably that Blazers game, right?
Yeah, for sure. Awful basketball to watch for most of the game.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't a great. It wasn't.
Courtside seats for this game were $10,000, and all I was thinking of was just imagine paying $10,000 to have gotten to this game.
It's unreal.
Oh, that would have sucked.
It's unreal.
Bummed we didn't get to see him play LeBron.
Definitely
excited for that matchup for sure, which I think is in January.
Yes, it is. And then so those were downs. Also, man, would have liked to see some more from Tobias in this game.
Yeah, and then he didn't play well in the Spurs, really, either.
Yeah. Not sure what's going on there. Contract year, Yeah, step it up.
Got it. If you want to be the number one guy.
But yeah, anyways, we were able to pull away with the dub.
Fat dub.
Despite not having the Tobias cushion.
Yeah. Doesn't happen often.
But yeah, great game from Lou Will. All around great game if you didn't watch it. We know who the best in LA is.
Absolutely. Go ahead, sir.
No, did you have anything you wanted to wrap up on that?
Not really. I think next we're just talking about this horrific Spurs loss, right?
Yep. Yeah. So we've got that recap coming up for you about the Spurs and then moving on to the Freshies.
So we lost the Spurs game 122-111.
Yeah.
Which was awful. I went to this game.
Oh man. I forgot that you were there.
Felt like I was in San Antonio.
Really?
There were cheers for and ones from the Spurs. They were like, it was crazy. The Spurs like had the crowd.
That's wild, because we went to the last home game against the Spurs.
Yeah.
And I felt like the crowd was quiet, but getting into it, especially like as things got closer.
This was like borderline a pro Spurs crowd.
Weird.
There were so many Spurs fans around me. Very nice people.
If any Clippers fans are listening out there, man, feel free to get local when you're at the
stadium. Anyway, we lost 122-111. We got outscored 39-19 in the third quarter.
Oh man. Yeah, I actually didn't get a chance to watch this game. I had forgot that we were on the second night of a back-to-back.
So were they though.
And I was actually traveling that day.
Hey, all your excuses. You know.
I know. But yeah, I looked at the box score and I was like, oh well, pretty easy to see what happened there. A classic Clipper is taking a dump in the third.
Classic bathroom break. We just could never recover from it. Motley dressed, but didn't play this game.
Man, so what are we doing with that? This is now...
We're toying with the young man.
There's now...
Free Motley on Twitter if you're not part of the
We've
hashtag.
Now brought him up for four games, I believe.
Yeah.
Two against the Kings, and then the Lakers and the...
this one.
And the Spurs. And we only get... We get, what, 40 games?
Yeah.
10%. Hasn't played once.
I don't know, man. I don't know. He can't really guard fives in the NBA, I think. He's a little too skinny right now.
Yeah, that's fair.
But his offense...
He does have a pretty... And this is not going off of any measurements, just eye test. He seems to have a pretty sizable wingspan.
Yeah, he's a huge man. You could run like Trez and him at the 4.5.
Yeah.
Like the 1-2-3 and then 2 4.5s.
Definitely.
Anyway, some quick stats. Gallo had 21-9. That was cool. Trez had 21. Lou and Tobias each had 16. And for the Spurs, LaMarcus Aldridge put up a cool 38.
Dang.
Tamar had 25 and 15. All five of their starters scoring double-doubles.
They dumped on us on the fast break, 26
Dude,
or 16.
Boban against Aldridge was immediately a disaster.
Yeah.
Aldridge's first bucket, he just blew by Boban and got an and-one layup.
When you, I believe you were telling me that Doc said that he realized that maybe a little too much Boban was...
Yeah. Doc recently said they want to like have Boban start more games, and it's like, he's like, we got to get his stamina up. And I'm like, maybe let's not get his stamina up in games.
Yeah.
Practice.
Yeah, maybe that's something that happens in practice, and you come in kind of game ready.
You come in game ready stamina.
My boy Motley... You know, he was game ready even when he's in street clothes.
Guy's averaging what? 23-11?
Yeah.
Get him out there. Lou had 4 of 14. He was like hungover play-wise from the last night.
Yeah. Makes sense. I think it's I don't know if he has back-to-back performances like he did that night against the Lakers.
That's a good call.
And you know, certainly he shouldn't be asked of that right now.
Yeah, he's also a bench
season.
Guy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This should be a thing where, like, Tobias maybe.
Some quick positives, though, I do want to touch on. Our bench did play really great, kept us in the game, outscored their bench 55-25.
Yeah.
We didn't get murked in the paint like we did. I felt like the last Spurs game they were kind of unstoppable. And Bryn Forbes didn't go off. So,
hey,
all in all,
a couple of positives. Yeah, I mean,
all in all, there's definitely a few pluses there.
Watching Aldridge this game, I mean, it was cool to watch him because he shot 60%.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was really cool to watch. He went 10 of 12 from the free throw line. He absolutely destroyed us. He was hitting every shot.
And then, like, our starters weren't really able, it seems like, to match up at all.
No.
The Tobias cushion, which, if you're listening, we keep mentioning this Tobias cushion. What is this?
Where am
I? Tobias Harris and Danilo Gallinari, they're one entity, one being, Tobias. The cushion is anytime they combine for 45 or more points.
We usually win.
We're probably going to win. Yeah. I would argue that we almost need of them to get that at least 40 to even stay in a game.
I agree. They didn't. They didn't get it. They didn't get it this time.
No, they did not.
37. God damn it.
Yeah. So just shy of the mark. And we were. I mean, I wouldn't call this a close game by any means. So
it like felt weirdly close. It was like kind of annoyingly. I don't know. It just, the flow of the game, the crowd was, it was super weird. He took Shea out for like a really long stretch. I don't know. It was just weird. Shea, I mean, he went 2 of 3, which was nice.
Yeah.
But he only had 5 points. He's had a good rookie year, but I'm like, it was a game like this where it would have been cool to see Tobias and Shea step up a little bit because the effort wasn't. Not the effort. I shouldn't say. I don't mean to say effort.
I don't know that the effort wasn't there.
I just mean this. The performance wasn't there the night before. We still won the night before.
Yeah.
But.
You're saying like seeing them back-to-back games, like both of them kind of be on a slump.
Yeah. It would have been nice to see Tobias really redeem himself this game.
Definitely.
I don't mean that in a rude way. That's just the only way I could think.
I think with any rookie point guard, obviously you're going to go through that. You're going to have some really great nights. And then, I mean, honestly, a bunch of. Figuring it out nights, kind of a bunch of trash.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
And I think that we've been like really lucky to. I mean, I did not think that Shea was necessarily going to be starting this early in the season.
No, it's only because of like an injury that he is.
So yeah, I do feel as though like I've gotten a little bit spoiled. So I've gotten a little bit. I've grown accustomed to a certain kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, you want alimony
with Shea. So these games definitely get a little bit disheartening. But I don't want anyone to think that we're like. Dumping on Shea.
No, I still want him, but now I feel like these last two games. Anyway, not really a whole lot else to talk about the game. Horrible third quarter. Home atmosphere was weird. I mean, you can look at the stats if you want, but a lot of it's mostly the third quarter.
It's bad.
It's bad.
Yeah, no, they were. I mean, we were within. We were within striking distance at the half, and then,
yeah,
not really ever close again. Any point after that. Definitely a bummer to see. Definitely a bummer that like we're like 1-2 now against the Suns.
Spurs.
Sorry.
I talked about it in the episode on Friday about how like it's like a kind of a cool new rivalry.
Yeah.
Because Lonnie Walker, if he's good, he'll be young and good. And we have Shea who's young and good.
Yeah.
They just have LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah, their guard lineup that they don't have that they have right now isn't like all rookies, but they are still relatively young guys, mm-hmm. which is fun to watch. Yeah, I guess I do kind of like this as a rivalry.
It's kind of fun. It like, yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
It absolutely makes no sense.
Do we have time in this segment to talk a little bit maybe about the Tobias question?
Yeah.
So a lot of people now, because these last two games are kind of, we're trying to figure out how much money we want to pay Tobias next year. Because he's had a good season, but he's had pretty much the same season he's had last year.
Agreed.
When he turned down 4 for 80.
Yeah.
Which I feel like 4 for 80 for this player right now is good.
I gotta agree with you.
I'm not like it's. I still would gladly pay him that. I'm not begrudgingly giving him $80 million.
No, I'd gladly
but
go for
this.
That.
Is
I
an $80 million player. I'm just dope.
Oh yeah. I'm just wondering how much more he thinks he's gonna get. Like, does he want an extra year? Like 5 for 100?
I think he wants more per year. I think he maybe wants like 22 or something per year.
Yeah.
Which I'm also like fine.
20. I mean, I think 22 is still fine. I think that
the max is a lot.
I think that as long as as that number is staying below 25 a year, I'm pretty comfortable with that.
Yeah.
25 or more, and I think that you're kind of getting into...
You're getting into...
It's just so hard, though, because sometimes you have to overplay... You have to overpay good players. Because
the Clippers can offer him 5 for $188, mm-hmm. while other offers are limited to 4 at $145.
Yeah.
5 for $188...
Is too much.
Is too much. 30, but that's I think a that cool $37.5 million a year.
I think that,
which I don't.
I think that 5 for $144 might be a little too rich for my blood.
I'd pay him 30 a year.
30 a year for 5 years?
4 years.
I don't know, man.
Maybe. No, that's a lot.
That just seems like a lot of money.
Yeah.
Tobias, we love you. Oh, man. This is a bummer to say this.
And he could, but he could bring it up, you know?
Yeah. Anyways, that does it for our Spurs wrap-up.
Yeah.
We're going to get into some the freshies and some Clips culture talk right about now.
So, big, I mean, kind of a, I guess kind of a shout-out. Gortat, I guess not really a shout-out. I shouldn't say that all this. I get kind of negative. He's been really an enigma lately. Here on the Freshies, we talk about first-year players, rookies. Anyway. He's been kind of a weird enigma lately.
I don't know what to make of this player.
First of all, he gave us a retweet. Shout out Marcin.
Yeah.
Really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Got us a bunch of Polish followers.
Huge fan of the pod.
Yeah. Huge fan of the pod. But we have been critical of him.
Yeah.
Rightfully so, I'd say.
I would say rightfully so. He doesn't
play enough minutes, which is nice. Like, it's nice his minutes have kind of scaled back a little bit,
mm-hmm.
which is good. I was like mad when Doc waited till half to bring him in both games, Lakers and the Spurs, which I'm like, what are we running a platoon at center now?
Yeah. Also, I don't know.
You make a guy get adjusted really quick to how the game's going.
Definitely.
And he was great in the Lakers game, but then it was just like kind of the same old thing in the Spurs game.
Yeah. I mean, he has some strong suits for sure.
Screens.
He sets screens. He can roll hard to the basket. He can't really dunk, though. So.
Hammers or tattoos of hammers. Like
leads the league in tattoos of hammers. But, yeah, I don't know. It's hard for me because, as we've talked about on the pod, the center...
Sucks
conundrum?
Right, yeah, conundrum.
We
need a real center.
I don't know how to solve, aside from bringing somebody else in.
Yeah, someone who like, man, I don't know, you know, like maybe he's playing really good in the G League.
Maybe 6'10". Maybe
he's a little too skinny. Maybe you run Motley. Oh, I said, yeah, it's Jonathan Motley. Free Motley. If you're listening to the podcast, hashtag free Motley.
That's the one takeaway, basically from every episode of the show.
But so Gortat's making $13.5 million.
Which makes sense. That's what also, yeah. This trade was as much about a player, I feel like, because we did need the hole filled at center, but I feel like it was as much like we needed somebody with an equal salary to make the trade work.
For sure. I just wish he wasn't our starting center.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Backup center, fine. But I also, we can't start really Boban.
I'm going to argue this.
Yeah.
Marcin Gortat is the perfect center for the 2018 to 2019 Clippers.
For right now?
Oh, yeah.
He's the perfect center?
Oh, yeah. Hear me out.
Okay, yeah.
Salary fill. A.
Okay.
B.
That's a good A.
B. 1 year contract.
Okay.
There was no center that we really could have explored in free agency last year. We didn't have the cap space to get somebody, maybe we could have dipped our toes in the Dwight Howard market.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't know who else that we're really getting.
That's fair.
And I think that it does also, like, you know, I feel like I just am a broken record with this. It allows us to take a litmus test of where we are at almost every position with these veterans that we have. And then hopefully get some new guys some minutes, and then we can make our decision for like the holes that we need to fill, which Jerry already knows.
Well, so the whole, that's the thing that gets me is that one of the holes we need to fill is center, and right now
I know, but I guess the thing I keep saying is that
I want Motley in. I want someone who's new who we haven't seen try and play center
and
yet.
And aside from Motley, I don't see any solution to this problem.
Angel Delgado is the other solution to this problem.
Oh, for God's sakes.
No. I will agree. Everything other than
I want
how
you to say it.
Everything
Marcin
other than
Gortat is the
I'm
perfect center
that.
For the 2018 and 2019 Clippers.
Every other thing than actually playing basketball that he does is perfect for the Clippers this year.
Yeah.
How about that? I'll say that.
Well, folks, you heard it here first.
Everything other than actually playing the game of basketball. He brings a good vibe in, I guess. I don't know.
Veteran leadership. We did break his streak of like, I think he was one of the longest in the NBA of active.
Him and Clipper Darryl were like buddies over that tweet. Clipper Darryl was doing his best to get everyone in the Spurs game.
Oh, that I do respect that.
Last time I saw Clipper Darryl, I was in the bathroom at a Clippers game and I was going to the bathroom and he came in singing Gangnam Style and he sang Gangnam Style the whole time he went to the bathroom.
Why were you watching him the whole time he went to the bathroom?
He was right next to me at the urinal. I left and he was still singing. Yeah, I don't know. We got to figure out something with the center thing.
So is there anything else you want to touch on, Clips culture-wise or freshies-wise before we wrap this one up?
Not really. Oh, I want to give a shout out to anyone who's watched or who tuned in on the live stream on Friday.
Yeah, if this is something that if you guys like the live stream post games, let us know. Get at us. We'd love to do it more anytime. I mean, well, we can even do it separate.
I think it's perfect for Fridays because we don't get to do a recap so quick.
Yeah.
So if you're watching the live stream, I feel like it gives people a chance to be like, oh, immediate thoughts.
Definitely.
I kind of like this. But yeah, I think we're going to do one this Friday for the Suns game.
Yeah, that's the plan.
We'll be on there, you know, tune in.
Check it out.
A couple days away till then, so you guys got time to prepare and move your schedules around.
Yeah, also thanks for listening today, guys. I hope you have a happy New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
I was going to say happy and safe, but like...
That's fair.
I want people to be safe. I was hoping for a better way to say it.
Yeah, happy and safe makes you sound intense. Anyway, I've been Positive Chuck Mockler.
I've been William the Opinion Uptick. I feel like I'm getting my feet back wet, so thanks for tuning in, guys. Thanks for listening.
Your feet back wet? You got a lot to work on for next year, bro.